One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
A ghost is in my room and it's banging on the ceiling. That's scary. But what's scarier is with aliens, they're like physical things.
Hauntings are scary. So even if it's like an Ian Hecox just coming to like give you tiny forehead kisses in the morning,
yeah. He's still a shadow figure.
Yeah, he's still a shadow figure.
I don't want that. Flying saucers could be experimental crafts that were made by humans. They just use the cover of aliens, or it's unexplained, we don't know what it is, to just cover for like an actual just government made project.
My mom thought, I'm gonna take my 10 or 11 year old son to see the movie Signs. And so my dad jumps out of my room and he doesn't say boo, and he doesn't say, what he says is aliens. And I peed a little bit.
Wait.
You had to get the pre-pod cough.
I can't promise it won't happen again.
Why?
I smoke weed.
Oh, gross.
No, I'm just kidding. I know I'm awful.
You're fucking disgusting.
You still smoke it? Ew.
No, I just put it in my butt.
We all, yeah, it's all
suppository
for me. Yeah.
You make fun, but that's a real thing.
Oh, yeah. Sure. If you ever want to get your low intestines like blitzed.
Yeah.
Just...
I mean, I know Jackass did that with like beer. They did like the butt chug, which is actually a really great way to die of alcohol poisoning, because your membranes in the colon or whatnot will absorb the alcohol, but it bypasses your liver.
It's you just straight up get poisoned.
And then you can donate your liver.
Exactly. Oh. Yeah.
So if you plan on dying from alcohol poisoning, just do it that way.
Yeah. So please don't put alcohol in your butt. Anyway, hello, and it's amazing that we're talking about that, because that's exactly what we're talking about today, which is spooky ghosts and goblins and aliens and cryptids. I don't even know what that is, but we're gonna find out today.
Yes, you will.
Today I'm joined by Smosh Social Masters Tommy Bowe and Rachel Evans.
Hi.
Hello. Hey. I don't know if I should. I just never said your full name before.
I don't think anybody has.
Regal
Evgorbs.
Yeah, my name backwards is Lakar Snave. That's fun, right?
Sims.
Really?
Yeah.
I love the Sims. So that's what I chant if I want to get your ghost to
in the mirror
to go away. Yeah.
Lakar Snave just straight up sounds like a Lord of the Rings character.
Mm-hmm. It's the name I dance under.
Yeah. So the reason that we brought Rachel and Tommy here today for this spooktacular spooky ghosts and goblins and aliens and cryptids episode is because you guys probably identify as believers, true believers of the ghosts and goblins, or maybe just ghosts and or something like that, and aliens and such and so forth.
You
correct.
Bet.
All of the so forths.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Et cetera.
Okay. Yeah, so I guess I should probably mention this is Rachel's first ever introduction of any kind, I guess, on Smosh?
Yeah. I try to keep it behind the camera.
Yeah, well, guess what?
Here I am.
Here you are.
Yeah.
But this isn't like the first time that you've done like a podcast. You had like your own podcast,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, no, I was a YouTuber for a few years on the channel I created was called Snarled. which was, I did a ghost and serial killer show on that. And then I'm right now currently on the Travel Channel for the past 3 seasons, show called Paranormal Caught on Camera.
Oh, yeah. So you're deep in, deep in the stuff. You can give some insider info.
Yeah, basically people send in clips and I have to be like, that was a residual haunting.
Oh.
That was a duende.
A duende.
Yeah, that's a cryptid.
How much of it is information that's already floating around in your brain and how much of it is, I need to research that floaty shape?
No, 150% is already still there. I the show that I did on Snarled was called Dark Five, and I did somewhere around like 100 episodes of that. And every episode was a different spooky thing. I mean, there are some things that I've had to brush up on, like particle physics. But
sorry.
You know.
You're like, I just had to brush up on like this extreme science.
Oh, it hurts my brain every day and I don't know what I'm talking about, but I can try. I can do my best.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how did you even get into this then? What made you go, oh, okay, ghosts are real, and now I want to know more about them?
I think similar to Tommy, I actually haven't heard your story. I almost touched your hand. Stop, I'm so scared. I grew up in a haunted house. I grew up in a very old, not like one that people set up for Halloween, like a one with ghosts. Very old, like 1800s Texas house where people used to do under the table surgeries in the basement. Yeah. There's a bullet hole in one of the windows.
Usually you don't do surgery with guns.
That's why it was so chaotic.
Yeah. Texas.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. You can fix anything with a gun in Texas. That's facts.
That's true. I'm not going to tell that story. But when I was a kid, I mean, me and my sister had very similar experiences with a couple locations in the house. But the big one was my room was the cigar room. So my room back when it was first built was meant for gentlemen's clubs and card games and cigars. When I was about 6 years old, I had an experience with my grandfather when he died. He showed up on my bed because I slept over at his house. I left his house and then he died.
Whoa.
And then I took a nap when I got back to my house and I thought he was on the bed. And so I went into my parents' room and I was like, where's grandpa? Like, why did he come and hang out and then leave? And they're like, oh, honey, we have some bad news for you. But the experience in my room was like, that's when I learned to be comfortable with being scared. Life is scary. Whatever. So I'm 6 years old. I'm sitting in my bed and I see these huge faces. Like the best way I can describe it is as if we were playing Guess Who. And it's just like this caricature of a face. And one of them was like big and bald and had a cigar hanging out of his mouth. The other guy had these big round glasses and this bushy hair. And then there's another guy that was another bald guy, but very, very slim. And I was just staring at them talk to each other. Like they were not, and they were like in a semicircle above my bed. And they weren't interacting with me at all. It's like I wasn't there. And I was just like watching them. I guess I screamed and my parents came into my room and they're like, what's wrong? And I was like, nothing. I'm just hanging out. Like,
I would scream if I saw some big floating heads above me.
Yeah, it was very spooky. It was very spooky. So that's when I first became comfortable with the idea that there are things that we don't understand and can't explain. Mm-hmm. And then I was just always a real freak. Like I was just always a weirdo. Growing up, I didn't, I have friends. But yeah, I do. And then I did. But it kind of lends itself, like when you are other than, it lends yourself to be a little bit more open to things that maybe other people might poo-poo.
Yeah, like ghost friends.
Like ghost friends. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah. Or ghost mates. Or available on YouTube.
T-Bang. Yeah, my favorite film.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah, I did just watch it, actually.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Did you feel like it represented ghosts well?
I thought it was a very fun representation of ghost activity.
Did you scream and have your mom come in to check on you?
Well, every time.
Every time I watch it, movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was T-Pain not the best part of that movie?
Oh, absolutely.
He's great.
He's so good. But I love T-Pain.
He's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
He's pretty great.
He was drinking something the whole time we were filming and he
during
just
got Ghostmates?
Yeah. And he just only got better as the hours went on. Okay, so haunted house under the table surgery room.
Yeah.
Cigar room.
Yes.
Spooky misogynistic men.
I don't know. I don't want to put them on that. Okay. Put that on them.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, they probably can't hear you. They're still stuck in
there. Yeah. House, and right? From what I understand, it was the late 1800s. I'm sure they hated me. You know, probably. Everything about me. Sense. Yeah.
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 Okay. So Tommy.
Yes.
So she said you had a similar introduction to spooky ghosts.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. When I was like, my house wasn't so immediately haunted, right? Okay. It's not like I had like so many visuals to do, but there was like always a, you know, the feeling of like being watched. And it's like, my house is one of the older ones in South Florida. It's from like the 60s or something. So there's some history. I don't know. I don't think anyone died there, but I don't know.
Probably did.
Florida. Is the South just more haunted?
Yes. It is.
Yeah.
Any place with, well, I mean, the South, any place that has like more war in contention is going to be more haunted. And it's not just for the obvious reasons of like people died here. It's also an energy thing.
I guess there's probably just war and contention everywhere though, right? Like what do you think is the least, sorry, we'll get back to your story, Tom, because I don't want to tangent too much.
No, I love this.
What do you think is the least haunted place?
Sweden.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah, these cute
the home of the Vikings?
Yeah.
You think that all that?
I don't think they're hanging
around.
We're
not saying not haunted, we're saying least haunted.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Least haunted, okay. Mm-hmm. You think they're not hanging around? You think they're pretty content?
Yeah, because it's usually what, like suffering, extreme emotions, crazy weird deaths, stuff like that, that like imprints on a place, right?
And it's also the willingness of the people to believe in it.
Right.
And I know that that's where this all becomes like, but it's an energy thing. And so if people are more about that ghost life, then there's going to be more ghost sightings and more ghosts in general.
Yeah. Probably.
So you think the Swedes just don't care?
I think they probably have more like of a culture, like that's
like a neutral culture.
Yeah.
Where they're just like, I don't know.
Yeah. Like, no, it's okay.
It's fine.
Well, I don't know. You're Swedish. Look at your hair.
I'm not. Oh yeah, I'm Swedish now. Yeah. I've adopted their culture.
You'll kill James Bond soon enough, I promise.
Yeah, I'm just waiting for my hairless cat.
You're waiting for it? You're like, yeah.
It's coming in the mail.
Yeah.
And I'm working on getting like a really dope scar that goes down one eye. So sorry. So I was tangenting. I'm so sorry. Tommy.
Yeah.
So tell me about your...
Well, it's like, growing up, I didn't have a lot of like ghost things. Like, I mean, I had a nutcracker that my mom got me. It was cute. Every Christmas, my mom would get me nutcrackers and she would hide them around the house and I would find them and it was cute. But one time I put the nutcracker in the middle of the room and I like went to the bathroom. And then when I came back, the little mouth thing was open and then it closed. So it was just like a little like movement thing. But that was enough for me to go like, oh, got it. Got it. So then that kind of like stuck with me. And then moving forward, I haven't really had many ghost adventures except for the current apartment that I'm in, which I've talked about on the podcast before. But
go on.
Go ahead. And
you want me to go?
Go ahead and say it again.
Yeah. Okay. Because I haven't heard this.
Yeah. Refresh it for the audience.
Okay. Hi, audience. Are you refreshed? Okay. So in my apartment, there are what? Rachel,
I'm
your
so
hair.
Sorry. I told you
this is a grudge thing. This is a spooky grudge thing. Hair keeps like, coming out of Tommy's mouth.
It's me.
Or this is the ring.
Yeah.
Is it the ring or the grudge?
It's my life.
It's both.
Life.
It's both. Just
ring has the.
What's
has
up with J-Horn and just hair coming out of people's mouth?
Yeah. Okay. So basically, I'm trying to like find like the best place to start. So basically,
did it arrive with that horse of yours that you have?
You know, maybe. So I have I like scary artifacts, and that's just kind of me bringing it onto myself.
Yeah.
One time I was in New York and I was walking down a street and there was a painting of this weird, like faded painting of this Chinese woman with like bags on the floor and like a house in the background, but it's like half finished. And I was like,
she's trapped in that painting.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, there's something inside it. Anyway, I saw it and I was like, I have to get this painting. Don't know why. I just was drawn to it and I bought it. And then it's been with me ever since. And it's probably
the first bad sign.
Yeah. Well, that's probably the cursed item. Anyway. So I'm in my kitchen. My roommate, by the way, has experienced everything with me, so I'm not alone in this.
Okay.
I'm not like, you know, it's not just my peripherals acting up. My garbage can lid, it was one of those swingy guys. So every once in a while, it would just go,
And I would be like, okay, well, no one's throwing anything away. Mm-hmm. And that would happen for a while. And my roommate Brandon and I were just like, okay, that's a little strange. And then we started seeing, again, peripherals, right? When you're looking at something for so long, your peripherals start to like not interact anymore or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so you can start to see things in your peripheral. Mm-hmm. Sure. So in the corner of my apartment, which you can see the staircase if you go onto Smosh's Instagram and you look at that reel that I made for registering to vote, this little staircase is in the corner of my apartment. And when you're at the sink, you can see it out of the corner of your eye. And it goes up to this halfway point and then goes further up. In that halfway point, perfectly spooky, swear to God.
No.
Woman, 5 foot five, 5'7", something like that, shadow for person would just be standing there.
And so
I know. So that was like there. And I was like, every once in a while I'd be like, you know, dart over and look, gone. Fine. And I'm like, okay, fine, whatever. Then I had another friend over and my roommate Brandon was there, and I was talking to my friend and I was like, you know, I just want to know, have you ever seen? And he's like, the woman that stands on your staircase? Yes, I have. And I was like, ooh! So that confirmed it. And I think, again, about the once you believe it, it's real. Then I was like, oh, no, no. So the event, the big event, the big poltergeist
that
event.
Wasn't it? That the wasn't it? The apparition you saw
no.
wasn't it? Okay.
So jeez. It's like two in the morning. I don't need to get into the details about the vent, but basically there was a sound that sounded like something was banging in the walls. The way my apartment is built, there's no way something could be stuck in a vent where the sound was coming from, because there is no air conditioner vent in that area. The sound was like rattling and crazy. And my roommate texts me and he's like, what is that? And I'm like, I don't know. And so like, I look out, it's nothing there. There's nothing there. So I just sit in my bed and I'm like, I hate this. Mm-hmm. The sound travels from the corner. Again, not an air vent. It's just kind of like a kind of sound. Just like a pattering, thumping,
couldn't
constant.
That just be like a mouse or a rat in the wall?
It's, if the rat was like
covered
doing
in
parkour and just like going like thunk, 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 thunk. So it travels to the center of the room, of my room. I live, my two roommates live upstairs, I'm downstairs, so I'm alone. The sound stops, I take a breath. I'm like, okay, that was crazy. And then my bathroom door does that classic like thing and like slowly opens up. And I couldn't fall asleep that night. Next day, me and my roommate take sage and Palo Santo, go into every corner of the apartment, and I was like, okay. And because I'm like, if I'm ever going to come in contact with a ghost, I'm going to treat it like a person. So yeah. I was like, hey, so you got to get out. This kind of sucks. And so I was like doing that. Next morning after cleansing the apartment, the picture frames on my living room wall were all on the ground.
Yeah, you can't treat something like a person if it's not a person.
I know.
That's awful.
That's my story.
That is awful.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's terrible. There's mm-hmm. so many elements to this. So this is like what happens
Please.
On the show. Is
yes.
People send it in, then I go, okay, well, let's break this up. Yeah. There's so many elements to this that mm-hmm. make it not a traditional, like, just ghost haunting that I'm like, you need to get rid of that picture immediately. Or it's you.
It's probably me.
Yeah, it honestly might be you. Because like poltergeist and things like that and like succubus spirit, especially mm-hmm. if you feel yourself being a little bit more tired.
Or all the time.
Something like that is something called a succubus spirit. And their intention, the point of their existence, is to live off of your energy.
Oh my God, I have a dependent.
That's so sweet. Tax purposes is great.
Okay.
But
also, Tommy's an editor. Editors are always tired.
That's sure, yes. sure. But, you know, That's you also true. Know yourself. And mm-hmm. I hopefully don't work you the same way that, you know, you could possibly be worked. So, sure. I mean, I from what it sounds like,
uh-huh.
The full body apparition
yeah.
That's
is not normal.
Okay. It wasn't like solid.
Of course,
it's very,
but you
it's
saw
very
it.
Shadowy.
Yeah, but
but
you
yeah,
saw
no,
it.
It's an apparition.
You
yeah,
saw
yeah.
that it was a woman.
Who else
yeah.
saw it?
My friend that had come over, and he's been over to my apartment often. So we had never talked about the person on the stairs before. So he just,
but he had seen it at some other time.
Yeah, he has, and I guess didn't bring it up because he like,
how could he not bring that up?
I know. Like, what is that? What is that friend?
Maybe he brought it. Maybe he's
Maybe he feels bad.
Like, one of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
I'm so interested in
there's okay. So many elements to this. First of all, what the first story gave me pause because that's object manipulation, yes. Toy manipulation specifically is the scariest part of haunting for me, because when something is trying to manipulate something as innocent as, there are going to be so many people in the audience being like, who is this bitch? But that's okay. There's, with the toy manipulation, yeah. that's an exact juxtaposition of innocence.
Okay.
So the idea of something going into a children's toy okay. to try to communicate is nefarious.
That was ages ago. Are we sure it's the same person?
No, but that was very scary. Okay, that's a very scary thing to me, especially if it's something to do with Christmas. Like, I'm Jewish, so I don't believe in, like, demonology, mm-hmm. but with, like, nefarious spirit, they will use your icons against you. They'll use your tools against you so that they can better communicate and make you more afraid.
Gotcha.
So
why would they benefit from you being afraid?
Because if it's a succubus. Yeah. Ah. It's supposed to make you afraid. Or if it's like a Loki type spirit, if it's a nefarious spirit, which most people or some people
would
call.
Did you say Loki? No, or like Loki.
Yeah, gotcha. Yeah. Like fun trickster guy.
Oh, got it. I feel like I would be that. I would be a fun trickster spirit.
I mean,
oh, that's in the works for you once
yeah.
you pass.
Yeah,
for
sure.
I'm gonna be so fucking annoying when I'm a ghost.
So
you just be like, wake up, good morning. Hi,
but that's the thing too, is that like hauntings are scary. So even if it's like an Ian Hecox just coming to like give you tiny forehead kisses in the morning,
yeah. he's still a shadow figure.
Yeah, he's still a shadow figure.
I don't want that.
Like he's gonna be terrified. But with yours, like first of all, don't take artifacts. Don't do it. It's not worth it. Especially if you're going on like a hunt or an investigation.
I'm screwed. Yeah.
Just don't. If you ever go on an investigation,
I won't.
You don't want to?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, my helm is enough for me.
I'm going to take Kevin.
Yeah, take him.
It's fun. It's a good time. It's a good time. But Kevin, seriously, don't take anything from that investigation because it'll follow you back.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. You know, so it kind of sounds like that to me.
It's the picture, probably.
If you need a shaman, let me know. The sage isn't going to do anything.
I'll post the picture on my Instagram or something when this comes out, so anyone who wants to see the terror. It's a bad picture. It's scary. It's scary. It's a scary picture.
I had like this like 1920s lobotomy needle that I bought.
Oh.
Used? Yes, used. Mm. Had like all this dried blood on it and stuff. And
cool.
It was very cool. Yeah.
Wait, why was there dried blood left on it?
It was stained. Like it was rusted and stained.
From being inside a noggin.
Yeah, from being inside a noggin. It was back before all they right. did the eyeball way of it too. So it was real, real brain stuff.
Oh, that's because they used to drill.
They
right?
used to drill. Yeah. And then there was, okay. But I took it home. I took it home from the Oddities Museum. And for the next 2 weeks, I couldn't sleep. I don't know if that was in my head or I just couldn't sleep. So I took it back. I was like, I'm not even going to test this.
Makes sense.
I have a question for Ian. Would you consider yourself a skeptic within this or somebody who is open to it, but you're not necessarily convinced?
I mean, like, I'm still, like, obviously, I'm still very skeptical, but, I mean, I know somebody, like, that I know very close seem to have a lot of very believable interactions and sightings, and I know they had no reason to, like, make things up. And, I mean, I believe that there's something. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is, and I think that there's definitely something, like, whether it's energy or ghosts or spirits or there's something like there has to be a reason why we've seen or felt these things, and it's not, and it can't just be chalked up to, you know, some neuron firing in the way that it wasn't supposed to.
Or right.
Yeah. You know, like you, my brain, you witnessed physical things moving in ways that they shouldn't be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I mean, what's the explanation for that? I don't have an explanation for
it. Could be multiverse stuff if you want to get into that.
Sure.
I mean, just in
open up
in
that
life.
Can of worms. Yeah. And also, like, I've just heard more and more stories. Gosh, I heard this one story. I just looked it up because I was listening to this podcast, and they did this one episode on the first recorded haunting in the U.S. Have you ever heard about this one?
No.
The one that was in Maine? In 1799, some traveling preacher recorded this instance that he had 31 eyewitness testimonies.
Okay.
Wow.
And so basically, I won't bother telling the whole story, but basically, like, this guy's wife dies, and then her ghost comes back, takes shape of his wife. She's talking, tells him that he should, like, get married with this woman who was 15 at the time. So it was a little sketchy, and obviously people didn't approve of that. So this ghost is a little weird. But basically, like, she would appear down in his cellar. So he was like, oh my God, I can't believe this. It's the ghost of my wife. So he starts bringing people down there, and like sometimes she would show up and she would talk to them, and she would talk about like a wide range of things, like about like religion and like other stuff.
This sounds like the coolest parlor trick.
I know. All I can think about is like, so where did they put the mirrors?
Yeah,
so the smoke.
At first, the apparition was a mere mass of light, then grew into personal form about as tall as myself. We stood in two ranks about 4 or 5 feet apart. Between these ranks, she slowly passed and repassed so that any of us could have handled her. At least the personal form became shapeless, expanded every way, and then vanished in a moment.
Sounds about right.
So then I remember, like, later in the story, she people obviously thought that she was like up to something, mm-hmm. like that it was some kind of trick. She said, claiming to be the spirit of Nellie Butler, the ghost sought to orchestrate the marriage of Nellie Butler's former husband, 29-year-old George Butler, to Lydia Blaisdell, who was 15 years old at the time.
Get out of there, Lydia.
Hey, man, 1700s, they're crazy.
The way you're phrasing this is the ghost took the form of blank. Is this leading to this ghost is not the wife? Because the way this is phrased is like...
I don't know. Okay. It said that
I
the spirit...
I thought they exhumed the body or something to prove that she was dead.
Oh,
yeah.
That's what I would
do. It said the spirit was relentless, visiting multiple times and answering personal questions to prove its identity.
There's no way.
She's like, I hope this email finds you well.
Yeah.
And then it said on May 28, 1800, Lydia and George were married on Butler Point. The next day, the ghost appeared and prophesied that Lydia would bear one child and die soon after. This prophecy, which came to fruition 10 months later, echoed the sad fate of Nellie Butler, who died of childbirth when she was 22 years old.
Wow.
Maybe because her hips weren't developed yet. That's awful. They could probably gimmick something to fool you, but the fact that...
The prophecy.
That, yeah. That's where it got me, because I was like, sounds like a dude just wanted to marry a teenager. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
To me.
Yeah. But then, like, how do you explain it passing through people?
It's just so weird. I've never... Not never, but I haven't... Usually when you hear about ghosts communicating... It's through like EVP, through broken language. It's not.
Yeah, apparently she was having just full blown conversations.
Wow, that is interesting.
And then it said the last time the ghost was reported in Sullivan was in mid August when it followed a procession of 48 people from the Blaisdell house, because everyone was like, oh, this must be a trick that you have some kind of trap door here in the cellar. So she's like, all right, fucking follow me. So
the ghost said that.
So she said, I think she said like, okay, meet me over at this house, which is a half mile away. And its agenda was to confront a skeptic and show it was capable of appearing outside the home.
Whoa,
whatever,
Nelly.
Whatever Nelly tapped into after dying is what, that's the kind of haunt I want. Where I'm just like, hey, you want to play Mario Kart?
I don't want to freak you out or anything, but I'm here.
I'm fully here. Yeah, exactly.
And it said, at the end of the vigil, the ghost appeared before the crowd in a field and then vanished from the town for good.
Why don't we get that anymore?
I just got full body chills.
I did too.
I'm just so the weird imagery of like a very small ghost in a very big field from far away being like, wah! And then just like gone. Ooh.
I'm still so scared. I'm still so scared of ghosts.
Same.
You know?
And it's, I think it's because you don't, because it's an unknown, we don't know what they're capable of. Right?
Yes.
It's like, I don't know what the rules are.
Mm. Yeah. Just the more videos I watch of people sending me their stuff, the more I'm like, well, first of all, you become attunely aware that, like, yeah, you should be a skeptic. Everyone should be a skeptic because you should try to prove it with science. Mm. And then once you can't do that, explore it. But also, there are some things happening to people around the world right now that is horrifying.
Can I get a best of?
Oh, God. I mean, it's hard to, but there's the scariest stuff for me is the cryptid stuff.
Okay.
Because...
which you don't know what that is.
I don't know what that is.
Cryptids are basically like evolutionary creatures. Like the idea of it is that they are animals or animal adjacent. So like Bigfoot, Loch Ness Monster, the Duende, which is a Spanish or Filipino folklore, a little troll that steals kids and stuff.
Chupacabra,
that's a cryptid. That's what scares me the most because there's an element of it that it is science because you're looking at something that is unidentifiable by the human eye to be anything that we have identified as animal. But it exists and it's there and it's on camera.
But we haven't found its bones.
But what is it? Yeah. We have found cryptid bones, but not like Bigfoot bones or anything like that.
Yeah. But like what kind of bones?
There's been like sea creature bones that we've found that have been like, but those are just dinosaur stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, for me, that when it becomes real, that's when it gets scary. I mean, we know more about space than we know about the ocean. So the fact that there are creatures that live in an environment that is literally alien to us, that's aliens.
That's aliens.
I mean, that's aliens.
Sure.
And so, I mean, there's a world in which they can come into our hemisphere, our world, our land, our space, and we just have no idea what they are. And then, you know, you get into the fun kind of idea of mysticism and there are creatures in the woods, and that's just fun, you know, that's just a little bit of fun. Mm-hmm. But when you see a creature and you're like, I can't tell you what that is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we don't know everything. And like you said, there's a lot about in the ocean that we don't know.
So
well,
they could be monsters.
Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
Could be a monster under your bed. Well, we actually asked you guys on Twitter a series of questions. We asked if you guys believe in ghosts. And actually, quite an overwhelming majority of you, 60 to 40 about, said that you believe in ghosts.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually surprised. I feel like it hasn't always been like that. But maybe it's just because of like social media and people are able to share their stories easier. Do you believe in aliens? Huge majority said yes.
Hell yeah.
And Kevin said no.
Kevin?
You don't.
Hold on. Kevin, you don't believe,
you don't believe in aliens?
I mean, I believe aliens exist out there. If they found our way, there's...
You don't believe that that aliens have made contact.
I don't believe they're just hanging out.
You're a Fermi paradox
boy.
Fermi paradox boy.
You're wrong, but
call me out on the podcast, by the way. Public platforms?
well, you explained yourself.
Also, Kevin said that he doesn't believe in ghosts.
Am I going to have to dox you?
So he's just sitting back there just like, I hate this episode.
I actually love this episode. I love it.
Yes, but you are wrong.
Very wrong.
I mean, they got it. I mean, aliens got to exist. I don't know if they visited here. Just for fun, I voted yes and they're here. But because we gave three options on that was yes, no, or yes and they're here.
I think they're here. Yeah.
They're here.
Yeah.
They're here.
You think they're here?
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Do you think, what do you think is in Area 51?
Oh, I had an interview with an ex-Area 51 guard who was on, like, had, like, fifth-level security clearance. But what? I always spend my free time. Yeah, they're real, and they're working with our government. I know I sound crazy. That's the thing. There's no way not to sound crazy.
Don't you think we would be, like, leagues ahead of other countries if we were truly working with aliens?
I don't think that we're necessarily actively working with aliens, but I do think that alien technology, like we have like borrowed from alien technology, specifically like cloaking and like ship cloaking and our communication devices. So, yeah, I mean, you know.
You don't think that was just through like just a reasonable progression in technology? Like we had.
Could be.
Yeah. Like when you say communication devices, do you mean our little
like
phones?
Like cell phones.
What a weird way to say cell phone, huh?
Our little phones.
Like you don't think we got to cell phone communication without aliens?
Not necessarily saying that, but there's
no shame.
I know there's so much shame. What are you talking about? This is only shame because there's literally no way to talk about this stuff without sounding crazy. But then eventually, like what happened a couple months ago when the CIA uncovered documents proving that aliens exist and proving that we have created more or less teleportation through particle physics. It's hard to say like, okay, you
wait, hold on. You can't just randomly say teleportation and just keep moving on in your sentence.
It's casual. And so okay.
I believe it.
So basically there was a document that was after the alien document. There was a document uncovered by the CIA declassified, I should say, by the CIA that talks about holographic and mirror theory, hypothesizes that we are living in somewhat of a simulation. Like there might be half truths to what our physical world is, but the other half of those truths, like time and space and stuff like that, are created through a hologram. And this was actually proven by medical science because something like 5 to 10, I'm sorry, I don't know the actual date, but 5 to 10 years ago, there was a woman who lost half of her brain hemisphere in a terrible accident. Okay. They recreated it through hologram and now through holograph. And she is now able to live a full life using the full function of her brain because half of her brain, the right half, believes that there is a left hemisphere there.
Is that what you mean by holograph?
That is what I mean by holograph, yeah.
And that kind of ties back into like ghosts are real if you believe into it.
Exactly.
Into it?
You know what I meant. Absolutely. Yeah. Because you are manifesting. That's why like...
All right, you lost me fully.
How? What part?
There's like phantom limb syndrome. There's like stuff like that where it's like your brain just kind of like...
auto completes.
Because really, it's only your brain talking to itself.
Right.
So.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Yeah.
There was a study. I watched a documentary about it where a guy was missing a limb. I think it was like an arm or a leg. And he had an itch on it. Like his body was like, it's itchy, but he couldn't scratch it. So to fix it, they placed a mirror down the center, had him close one eye and then look at it. So to his brain, he saw the other half of his body. Yeah. Then he reached down and scratched his right leg and he felt it on his left leg.
Holographs.
Okay.
I mean.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
We also don't understand our brains completely.
Right. Like, but that was not a function. I mean, it was a function of our brain because that's our home base. That's our mothership. That's our thinking epicenter.
Yeah.
But it wasn't a function of the brain that it was capable. It wasn't because of the brain that the holographic surgery worked. It's because the theory of holographs work or holograms work. But yeah, and then that tied in with like that got into the whole like particle physics of it all, which basically means that two protons can be very close to each other. And then if they have the same weight, so if they're spinning at the exact same speed and direction, they become twins more or less. And you can separate those two protons by any space and time.
You're talking about quantum entanglement.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But that's what that is. So there's a
that's
reality.
Ghosts.
Yeah, it's ghosts.
That's ghosts.
That's ghosts because half of it's that's ghosts.
You
get it now. That's ghosts.
Yeah. you do some surgery down in your basement. You get two protons pissed off.
Separate them.
Yeah.
I feel like that's ghosts. I feel.
How do you feel, Ian?
I'm not discounting the research you've done, but I feel like it's not responsible for us to have these conversations without a physicist here.
Sure. I mean, you know, when you're talking about particle physics, like that's just the words that I just said are just like Googleable, like easy words, you know? Yeah. If you're talking about like the theory of it all, totally agree with you.
I had a friend tell me about quantum entanglement, and it's very interesting.
It's very interesting.
It's confusing, and you can't explain it.
Science can't explain it. Yeah. That's the big thing. Like, of course I can't explain it. I'm dumb Rachel. But like science can't explain it, which is like, are we going to call dumb science? No.
I love your full name, Dumb Rachel.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Rachel. Only my mom calls me that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, okay, it's so funny because like all the shit that happened this year, I did totally forget about the whole like the
UFO?
U.S. Navy UFO videos.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That was tactical.
That shit was crazy. But also like there is the argument that, you know, all the stuff that we've seen like with like Area 51 and, you know, even the Navy video, it could also be said that you know, the U.S. government uses aliens, quote unquote aliens, as a cover for actual secret work that they're doing.
Mm.
Like all those things like flying saucers and whatever, they could be experimental crafts that were made by humans, but they just use the cover of aliens or, you know, it's unexplained. We don't know what it is to just cover for like an actual just government made project.
That's fair.
That's fair.
I mistrust the government just as much as I believe in aliens. So that's fair to me.
So that's always kind of been the argument of like, well, okay, yeah, people saw that thing, but it's maybe it was just a thing that was actually man-made.
Scarier to me some reason.
But I mean, the science the technology that was on display with what those videos were showing was insane.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because you had like this little like thing that looked like a grain of rice that suddenly accelerated like 100 times faster than anything else, like would just change direction immediately.
And yep.
No plane can do that.
Yes, like aliens.
So
yeah.
One could say aliens.
Did you say aliens scare you more than anything else?
Yes.
Is it because they're intelligent?
It's because they're physical. Because it's like, so the thing with ghosts is like, you don't know what they're capable of. You don't know the rules. However, they are ethereal. They are, you know, extra, right? They're, well, so are aliens. But with aliens, they're like physical things that have technology that can do things. Mm-hmm. So it's like a ghost is in my room and it's banging on the ceiling. That's scary. But what's scarier is, oh, all of a sudden I'm taken out of my room physically. Mm. I'm, you know, probed or whatever. And then I'm sent back to my room and a big flash of white light happens and I don't remember it. That's worse to me.
That's much worse.
That's worse to me. So that's why I'm very scared of aliens. Well, I have a whole thing about why I'm scared of aliens for real. But we don't have to get into it if it's not.
Why?
Right. Yes, get into it.
I'm dying to know.
Okay. Let's get into it.
Okay. Okay. So I am calling out my mom on this, but she knows. So are we all familiar with the movie Signs?
Yeah.
Let's also keep in mind, Tommy grew up in Florida. So whatever alien he might have seen could have just been a Florida man.
This is very true. And yeah, I have seen something. I will get into that.
Okay.
So Jesus. Yeah. Man, I am a little paranormal baby. I didn't realize. My mom saw the poster, like the movie poster for Signs, or she saw a commercial for it or something. And she thought, I'm going to take my 10 or 11 year old son to the movie theater to see the movie Signs.
Sure.
We're in the theater. She looks around. I'm the only child.
Sure.
And so, about, I don't know, 20 minutes in, she realizes this is the wrong thing to do to my son. But we stayed and we watched the movie.
It's not a fun alien romp.
No,
it's not. I will forever now look at roofs of buildings at night because of that imagery and signs of like the thing standing on the...
Oh, I hated them.
I hated that scene.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and I'll never go to Mexico and just look down an alleyway.
Oh, you know, my God.
There's like children.
Don't. Yeah, like the freeze frame. Okay. So I leave that movie theater.
Okay.
Having thought about aliens, but never really thought about aliens. So I'm like broken now.
How old are you? 10?
10, probably. Wow. 10 or 11. I mean, it's somewhere in there. So my mom texts my dad and she's like, yeah, so that was a very scary alien movie and our son's kind of fucked.
Might be a forever thing.
And so because my father is the oldest of five children, he decides it would be very fun to hide in my room.
No!
I love it.
I know.
Your dad is my dad.
Yeah, your dad's my dad too.
Okay, great. I love this. And so my dad jumps out of my room and he doesn't say boo. And he doesn't say, what he says is, aliens. And I peed a little bit. And I was so damn scared. So anyway,
that was the scariest thing, because aliens would say that. If they
would
jump out of you.
That's what
human.
I hear.
Yeah, so that was, that really like sent it all home in my brain. So from then on, I was like, uh-oh, aliens, right?
Yeah.
So then cut to college. I'm with three other friends, one of which is in the back seat with me. Mm. We are driving at 1 a.m. ish. I don't know, something like that.
At rooftops.
Unfortunately, we're on a very small little scary road thing. It's not small. It's like I-95, but it's the part of 95 where it's just trees.
Uh-huh.
So we're technically driving up to Georgia to see St. Vincent in concert. I look out of the, I'm on the right side.
And there's like no lights, right?
No lights.
There's no street lights. It's just tree canopy.
It's the lights of the like headlights, exactly. And so I look over to the car that is pulling up next to us to, you know, they're going a little bit faster than us. And as it pulls up, I look over, the dashboard like radio light was on. So it's lit from like under, like whatever the alien that was driving the car was lit from like kind of under and like from the side. So it wasn't lit in a way where I could see its features because it's more of a silhouette thing. And so like, sure, it's a weird silhouette. It's not an alien. But I had that like feeling, that like tummy feeling where you go like, where your animal instincts kick in and it's like, you got to run. That's not good. And so I had that feeling, looked at it. By the way, don't want to say grasshopper shaped, but picture, you know, a person driving a car and you're seeing them from the side. The wrist joint was not in the right spot. It was like halfway down the arm. So long hands or something. The head was bizarrely small on top of a like neck thing and like hanging over. It's like as if...
Was there not a Comic-Con that was going on?
Lord, I wish.
Somewhere nearby.
I need to research that because if that relieves me of this memory, I'll do
it. And homeboy was driving the car?
That's what I'm saying.
You're saying an alien was driving like a Toyota Corolla through the middle of the night in Florida.
That's what I'm saying.
We're in skin suits.
But I, so I have the thing that makes it all horrible is I have that horrible feeling and I look away and I'm like, okay, I couldn't have seen that. There's no way I saw that.
Was there anyone in the car with you?
Yes, there were two people in the front, one in the back with me. And I, of course, look over to my friend who is next to me and she's going, and I'm like, wait, did you just fucking, she's like, did you just fucking see the alien? And we're like, and so.
But you guys followed it, right?
No. So we end up at the motel that we're staying at and we both get a pen and pad out and draw what we saw and it's the same thing.
No.
So don't know what that was. But
are you sure it wasn't like, maybe it was like, you know, maybe there was like an extermination company mm-hmm. that was like just shooting a commercial mm-hmm. where like a guy was dressed up as like a grasshopper.
Uh-huh.
And then he yeah. was like, and then he was like going, driving back from the commercial shoot.
Yeah.
But he couldn't take the clothes off.
Yeah, he didn't have a jaw and his wrists were wrong.
We didn't have a jaw.
To the people who are listening to this, they're all doing the uru thing and touching their fingertips together.
It couldn't be. No.
Like, I know that. It's so funny that we're sitting here like, of course it was a grasshopper person, Ian.
If I had to wear the weird suit for some reason,
mm-hmm.
maybe I'd also drive through the night in Florida freak people out from a car.
Right? Shrink your head and because like
what,
your
I mean,
joints.
What kind of car was it? Was it a nice car?
I can't say that I remember the car. It wasn't anything fancy. That's all I know. It
something
wasn't an
very
old,
unassuming.
It wasn't like a exactly. It wasn't a rundown car, and it wasn't a fancy car. It was just a car.
Oh my God, that reminds me of Men in Black. Not
I was gonna
the
say,
movie.
Did it ask for sugar water?
Not the movie, the thing.
Oh, the actual Men in Black?
Yes, thank you, yes. Tommy.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tommy.
You've seen that strange video that was taken of the there's a security camera footage of these two men. Do you want to take
suits.
This one?
No, please do.
Okay. I like how we're like, you know the story. Do you want to tell it? I think there was a UFO sighting of some kind or some kind of thing that would draw these, but two identical men that are in black suits that are bizarrely tall. There's like something off about the shape of the body. But they both come in to, I believe, a hotel.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember the rest of the story. Can you take it from here? Wait. I just know that is that the story?
Oh, it happened. There's so many stories like this. Like,
okay, go,
there's
please.
Basically the idea of the men in black is just that they're like paranormal police.
Right.
In some way. And anytime some paranormal activity happens, they come and try to correct any sort of like ripple effect that may have happened in the world. And there's some more nefarious ideas of what they could be. They're associated with black-eyed children,
yes.
Which are
hybrid alien
exactly.
children. Yeah.
Tommy, I just love you. You know? But yeah, no, they come yep. in and then they it's like they put the briefcase down and then they disappear. It's like this that's kind of the move. People who said that they've seen men in black, they describe them as having very light lilac skin and yep and black eyes. Oh God, it just freaks me out. And you know, I just would prefer to live in a world where people could be wearing skin suits. Like yeah. I want to live in this world. I know that doesn't sound right, but
no, but me too.
Yeah,
it's exciting.
Are you looking up Men in Black right now?
Yeah.
Yes, you are.
Kind of.
For those listening, Ian on his laptop is scrolling through tons of photos of Men in Black.
And as you would expect, most of them have that big red circle.
Or the red arrow.
Or the red arrow to point.
These are Men in Black. And they're
I mean,
you can see them throughout history too. Like there are pictures of the Men in Black from the late 1960s and mm-hmm. stuff.
There's also, I don't know the painting, so I'm going to sound like a dum-dum who doesn't know anything, but there is a very old painting from Renaissance or something.
Sure.
And there is a UFO in it. They
mm-hmm.
painted a UFO.
There's UFOs
in the corner.
In cave paintings as well.
Yeah.
In cave art.
Yeah.
So, aliens are real. So, I don't know what you guys
do. You believe
now,
Kevin? Okay. That's a yes to me.
Put me on the spot.
I don't want to put you on the spot. I just like need to understand the perspective that aliens don't exist because like the universe exists.
Fundamentally, sure. There's other life.
Right? I Fermi's paradox is the one I always refer to. So that there probably is other life out there. It's just the universe is so huge.
Right.
The odds of us running into something within that amount of time is crazy. But then again, what do I know? I'm just the guy who films a podcast.
I mean, what do we know?
You're more than that.
Look
baby.
At us.
you're watching the Men in Black video, I see.
Oh, that one.
You're just like, that's two guys.
They're two guys in black suits.
Spooky.
Why do they choose the dress like in Western suit?
I think it's
probably the only
thing that could like keep all their arms in.
Yeah,
or something
intergalactic
like that.
Space cowboys.
So y'all believe in aliens? I believe in them. I think they exist. I don't know if they're here, but I'd say I don't know. I don't know everything. All right, so let's move on to this next question because I'm properly spooked, especially after that fucking weird story.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Cricket guy.
Yep.
This one actually surprised me.
Get it.
That surprised me.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cashback and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use and you can get your cashback sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers and Rakuten shares the money with you as cashback. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N, Rakuten.com.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
This question is, have you ever used a Ouija board? 15% of you said yes. 84% of you said no.
So ill-advised. Yeah. I like cannot, like both of us are like, don't do that.
Mm-mm. But guess what?
Don't do that.
Guess who has used a Ouija board?
No.
Kevin. No,
you're not allowed on any more ghost hunts.
What?
Kevin doesn't believe in ghosts. He doesn't believe in aliens, but he believes in using a Ouija board.
It was what's the company that makes it? Hasbro or whatever?
Yeah. Of course.
Use a Ouija board.
I was a kid. I didn't know what it was. Oh. I thought it was
just
fun. Don't
take him on a thing. I won't.
I've been free anything.
You're going to bring your demons with
you. So have you, Ian, used a Ouija board?
I think so.
What? Why?
Just for fun.
See?
It's not fun.
You think so?
I mean, like, I don't know. We just wanted, it was that whole thing where you're like, huh, okay, all right. Well, somebody's definitely moving this.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Okay.
We didn't like set up candles and shit. Gotcha. Like, we just busted it out and like sat down in the middle of a room. Like,
did you hold hands?
In broad daylight. No.
Then you're fine.
Yes, as long as you didn't like create the circle. Yeah. That's the whole thing.
Because you have to break the circle if you create the circle. If you don't break the circle, Kevin.
You're then bound forever.
And you have to say goodbye.
Milton Bradley products.
Yeah.
Oh, Milton Bradley.
No, Ouija boards are 10 out of 10. Don't mess with them.
Yep.
Aren't they just like a cardboard?
Yeah, a ghost is just a fart in the wind, if you believe that.
What kind of powers would this mass-produced cardboard box have? Like, is it just, in your beliefs, is it the ritual of conjuring something?
Yeah.
So it's the people getting together that do a certain thing a certain way, mm-hmm. and a spirit's like, oh.
Yeah, it's like the power of intention. Like, whenever people send in videos when they're like, I went on a investigation, and they walk into the room and they're like, ghost, if you're here now, show yourself. Like, if you're asking for it, then they'll give it to you, baby. So with a Ouija board, like, you are asking for it, mm-hmm. and they're gonna give it to you. So like,
just
with,
like, DMX.
Yeah, ghosts gonna give it to you. The problem with a Ouija board, is that you can't control what comes through. Mm-hmm. If you, again, prefaced, if you believe in this kind of thing. Mm. If you don't, you're probably not putting that much energy into it anyway. But you have no control over what comes through, and any medium, any like I speak to dead people person who tells you that they can control that is lying to you. So basically what you're doing with a Ouija board is just saying, hey, anything that wants to come through. We're welcome. You're welcomed here. And if you don't properly close it, which is you gotta like break the bind and you have to say goodbye and then close the board. It's very polite. Then you're inviting it into your life. So, and again, like, it might be an intention thing. It might be a manifestation thing. But I choose not to test the spirits.
Very interesting.
See, I experienced it. I thought it was more like a magic eight ball. I thought you just ask it questions and, like, shake it up.
Yeah, that's what I did.
You
I
just shook the board. Up a bunch of ghosts.
Shook the board saying, will I get, will I have sex
pretty much
tomorrow?
who does Susie like?
And then, will I kiss somebody ever?
It just
says
spells
potato.
Out, no with a heart. No.
It says no, honey.
you've never, right, Tommy?
No. So good. Here's why. Regardless of belief or whatever, let's say it's a 0.001% chance using a Ouija board will curse me forever or unleash a demon. That is too much of a chance.
Okay.
So I will never, ever, a Ouija board comes out and someone's like, I'm leaving the building. It's over. I have had a Ouija board in front of me for a sketch that I filmed once. But we there was no circle. It was kind of a thing. And yet still, me and the producer person that I was working with, we keep giving the board back to each other because we're like, I think the only way to get rid of a board is to bury it. Is that correct?
Yeah, you're supposed, I mean, you know.
Yeah, there's no, yeah, bury it. But either way, we're like, I don't want to burn it because what if that pisses off the ghost? The same thing with me in my picture, with my painting. I'm like, I don't want to burn it because what if that's like upsetting it? So I'm just kind of like leaving it in my closet for
now. You have to like spirit wand it. Like you have to pass it on.
I don't know anyone who wants the painting.
Well, find an enemy.
Can I give it to James Bond? Do you think he'll take it?
Yes.
Okay. Do you believe in possession?
Yes and no. I think that's definitely a you gotta believe it to let it happen
kind of a thing.
And I don't know about that. But apparently I believe in a succubus. So
well, at least it's happening to you.
I know.
Mm-hmm. Hey. Okay, so Ouija board. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's kind of like just don't mess with it anyway, because either you believe it's bullshit or you believe it's real and it's dangerous. So maybe just don't buy one.
I love that summary. That's exactly correct.
Yeah. It sounds like there's no upside to a Ouija board,
they're
so why even bother?
They're not fun. Like, they're just not fun.
Yeah.
You know? So why? You
just play Spin the Bottle, kids.
Yeah, then you'll get to kiss someone ever. That's the way to kiss someone ever.
Exactly, because that's all we ever want to know is like, will I be kissed?
When am I going to kiss? Please, ghost, when am I going to kiss?
I don't know. Now, we're in the age of Rona. Spin the Bottle's pretty dangerous now.
That's actually very true.
Living on the edge.
Living on the dance floor. It's a dance moms thing.
Do you believe in dance moms?
I wholeheartedly believe in dance moms. Mm-hmm. I'm possessed by dance moms.
Dude, if you could be Abby possessed Lee. By Abby.
Oh, my God.
Would you?
I would be a powerhouse. I would be unstoppable.
I wish we could like get her for you, you know?
Yeah. Oh.
Tommy's ultimate hero.
Now she's available.
Tommy's ultimate hero is Abby from Dance Moms.
And I know she's had a lot of issues and she's got some work to do. So I know that she's had problems.
We love an anti-hero.
She's an anti-hero. Mm-hmm. She's very evil. But I love you, Abby.
If you're watching this, Abby.
If you're watching.
So this last question that we asked y'all is, do you think cryptids exist? So that's like Bigfoot, Loch Ness, Dwende.
I'm very interested in this answer.
As you mentioned. Don't peek.
Oh.
45% of you said, what do you think? Do you think it's majority people not believing or believing?
Yeah, I think people don't believe in them.
I'm going to say majority does not believe.
Well, 45% say yes.
That's higher than I thought.
39% say no.
Okay.
Oh, sure.
And 15% said, what the fuck?
That's an option I did give, yes. yeah, that does make sense. I feel like cryptids are like they're silly. They're silly.
Well, because like, baby version.
Yeah, it's like Loch Ness and stuff.
Bigfoot.
And you're like, oh, that's silly. Like, I don't know.
I don't know. A couple of the videos that we get sent in for the show of Bigfoot footage is terrifying. Like, there's one of similar situation, but in the daytime, these four people are in a car and they're driving, and you hear the kids in the back start screaming, and they turn the camera around, and there's something grotesque, because that's what it is. It's uncanny. It's grotesque that it almost looks like a person, and there's something chasing after them and like runs up to the car. It's very real.
What?
Like, it's very real looking, I should say. I'm not the family, but it runs up. You check it out, Paranormal Caught on Camera, every Sunday on Travel Channel.
And that Bigfoot laughed.
Oh,
I bet. Yeah, he ran up, like Get Out style, like ran up to the car and then like hard turned into the forest.
Oh, straight up Get Out.
Straight up Get Out.
Harry style. Get Out.
Yeah, and like more like. Bah, bah, bah,
bah. Jeez.
You know?
Have you seen the video of that goat attacking the bicyclist?
No.
Is the goat like.
It's just like that.
That's funny.
Did the bicyclist choose to live deliciously? That's the. You ever familiar?
It's like Jack's Lynx.
It's from The Witch, the VV Witch.
The Vivitch.
Yeah. At the end, that's a spoiler, I guess, but it's been out long enough. It's a meme. Mm-hmm. But the goat's like, would you like to live deliciously?
No, I don't remember that.
And
that's like, my number one fear.
Of a goat being a demon?
Animals talking.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
So you don't like Dr. Doolittle?
Eliza Thornberry's
not
out.
Like that. I mean, like Chaos Reigns, like Antichrist, or like mm-hmm. like this, where they anything like Animorphs, anything that
Animorphs.
Yes,
Animorphs.
I know. It's anything that is a personification of an animal, like something that giving it human like qualities. That's my number one fear.
Okay, I have a question.
What?
Because I feel like you might have some kind of answer. So when I was in Iceland, they had these like sort of like earth houses. So it was like this like old sort of dwelling that was built into like this rock. And it was like abandoned. There wasn't really any like signage or anything. We kind of like walked over there. And I don't think we weren't trespassing. But there was nobody else around there. At the entrance were some bones on the ground. And they were like bones, like these little bones.
Yeah.
And they were just kind of like placed at the entrance.
Uh-oh.
And I was just like, oh, that's weird. And I just walked in.
Oops.
I just like walked in and it was all like wet and dark.
You walked past the bones?
Yeah.
Where were the, what, and where, how were the bones fashioned?
Yeah, what was the shape?
Yeah, what was the shape of the bones?
They seem like they're just kind of like placed there, but they like.
Like in a straight line in front of the door, next to the door.
Next to it.
So it wasn't a barrier. It was just like a little pile. Like someone had some chicken.
Not
bones.
Like a pile, but there was just some like scattered bones, it seemed.
Mm-hmm. And it was actively wet inside of the place?
Yeah, because it's, I mean, it's Iceland. It's very wet. Yeah, okay. But.
Yeah, that sounds like a ritual or an altar, at least in certain beliefs.
Well, so then I walked in, okay. And it was like really creepy and stuff. There wasn't really anything to see in there, but it was like this really cool thing that was built into like this crack in this earth. So we walk out and we kind of like walk up the hill, and my friend is like walking in front of me. We're trying to get like another look at it because it seemed like there's maybe like another way in or something. Mm-hmm. We walk up the hill and then I'm like walking up, but I'm like looking at the ground. I'm like, oh shit. And there was just a dead, like decomposing sheep. Like,
yeah. Hi.
Right there.
Yes. That is a ritual.
Did it have all of its bones?
I think so. Yeah. It was like.
Did it look gutted or did it look like it was just dead?
It looked like it just kind of like, it had like, I think it had a tag like for its, like, cause it seemed like maybe it got out of like its pen or something. But it looked like it just kind of like walked up the hill and was just like, meh.
Yeah. I mean, with rituals and stuff like, that sounds like, to me, that sounds like a ritual. Like, that sounds, what
most. It wasn't in any sort of like specific place, you know? It wasn't like it was just kind of like clearing.
It was just dead.
It was just like up along the side of this like hill. But the bones is what like was super weird. And I was like, why would just some assorted bones be sitting here? But I guess, you know. Animals die in places. And
also there's certain things that, like, outside of the paranormal, religiously, there's certain, I can't tell you which one, but I know that if you put bones, it's like a signifier of like a death protection. Basically, you're using death against itself. So they put it to protect themselves, kind of like Passover, how Jews put the lamb's blood over their door. So the angel of death would pass over their house. Kind of like that. So very cute, very cool. When it comes to like ritual sacrifice of animals, that's some bullshit. Like that's the stuff that makes me mad.
Personally, from someone who was not there at all and have just heard the story one and a half times. Doesn't sound like a ritual to me. Sounds like there was a little pile of bones.
Yeah, I think maybe there's just some Icelandic dude. He hit the KFC, then he drove out to the countryside.
Oh, they were that small?
I don't remember how big they were. It was just really creepy.
My brain paints pictures where there is none. Like, if there's a blank canvas, like, I'll give you a satanic ritual. Sure.
Oh, yeah. Do you have a picture of it? Are you pulling out the bones?
I don't think I took a picture of the bones.
Show me them bones.
It's like a jaw. Looks like a jawbone.
Okay, you're gonna sit here and tell me that's normal, Tommy?
So right now, Ian just showed Tommy and Rachel the picture that he took.
Just some teeth.
It's like, it's like a lower jaw of like a sheep or something.
That's a ritual.
I'm just saying.
We're backtracking.
That's the vavitch.
Sorry, that's the vavitch.
I'm just saying.
That's a witch's house.
So it's wrong. I mean, it's just like, imagine just like a really creepy looking. I mean, I thought it was really cool. I think these earth houses that are in Iceland are really, really cool. But this one was built into like this giant rock. And so it actually goes inside.
Mm. How old was it?
I don't know. I mean, probably goes back to 1600s, maybe. I'm not sure.
Because that's the thing about old dwellings like that is that they also believed in some sort of ritual. Like, they didn't have science in the way that we have science. And so certain things they thought that they could, like, ritual away.
Like this ritual of putting bras on a fence post?
Yes, that's the spookiest ritual. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Before we finish, we have a shoot dude. Is this a spooky shoot dude?
No, you know, there wasn't a spooky shoot. Well, all shoot dudes are spooky in some regard, right?
That's true.
No. A spook dude.
That's true. All right. Well, then let's do the shoot dude.
Shoot.
Shoot dude.
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 Shoot dude. Shoot dude.
Ooh, that was good.
Thank you.
This one comes from Joseph. I was the type of kid who pulled all kinds of shenanigans growing up, and bless my poor mother for having to deal with me. So we were at a Sam's Club shopping for whatever at that time, and I had seen a toy I really wanted. I think it was like a Mighty Morphin's Power Ranger toy or something, because that's what the kids do when they're shopping.
Kids be shopping.
They want stuff they won't get, so I begged my mom and got the typical mom answer of, no, you don't need that. But rotten me was not having that answer. So in the middle of a somewhat crowded Sam's Club, I shouted, help me, somebody's trying to steal me. And all eyes were on my mom at this point, who was just dumbfounded that I would even have the nerve to say something so stupid. That's when store security came and took us back into the security area to try to sort all of this out. Several calls later, police being involved and the mess getting cleared up, all the while my mom being embarrassed to the core of raising such a rotten child. I still didn't get the toy I wanted. Shoot, dude.
Shoot, dude.
Shoot, dude.
Oh, Joseph.
Kids.
Yeah.
Yikes.
They'll do anything.
Kids.
That's
help
like,
me,
that's,
help me. Somebody's trying to steal me all because you couldn't get a toy.
But like, where did he get that idea? Was that like the mom being like, if someone ever steals you, you're going to scream, I'm being stolen.
Yeah.
And so he's like, got it. This will get me the toy.
That's some evil kid shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes kids do things that are like, that's exceptionally evil.
Yeah. That's good.
They don't know consequence.
Damn.
He's still not allowed to go to the store.
Yikes. Yeah. Dude.
Did you guys ever pull anything like that when you were younger?
God, no.
No, I was a good little kid.
One time I said the F word in front of my mom when I was a little kid, and I like immediately started freaking out because I knew that that was not okay. I mean, I think because of the level of remorse that I showed instantly upon saying that word, I don't remember being punished for it, but I remember being very scared of being punished.
Were you punished much as a kid?
No. Mm-hmm. I feel like there was always the threat of punishment, and I was a pretty good boy. Because I was a younger brother, so I usually let my sister kind of like figure out what was the not good thing to do and then try to learn from that.
One time I was making a scene at a Red Lobster and my parents said, if you keep making the scene, we're going to go home. And I was like, and I kept making the scene and they took me home. We only had biscuits. And I learned that moment.
Are you sure your parents just didn't do that so they can get free biscuits? And then they put the blame on you. They're like, let's make him act real weird.
We're so sorry. Yeah.
Get those free biscuits.
You're probably right. You're probably right. They just want some biscuits.
They just wanted some biscuits.
You want some cheesy biscuits. Well, guys, that was the shoot, dude. Send us your shoot dudes at shootdude@smosh.com. That's SHOOTDOOD at smosh.com. And you might be seeing some shoot dude merch pretty soon.
Oh my God, you dropped the bomb.
We might be. Should I not drop the bomb?
No, I think you can.
You're the social expert.
Yeah, you can
drop
it.
You're a marketing person.
Drop it up.
I mean, I'm just going to drop a little hint.
Shoot dude.
Working on some shoot dude
stuff.
We have
a lot in the pike. We have a lot coming up merch wise.
You say in the pike?
Yeah, it's pike or pipe.
Oh, interesting.
I know. Mm-hmm. They don't know which one it is.
We had to look it up during a meeting once.
Really? That was it.
It completely. Yeah, the meeting completely stopped because we were like, pike?
Pipe?
And then, yeah.
Could be both.
So anyway, there's merch in the store.
Merch in the store. There is merch in the store.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Thank you for just the spookiest, most... I'm worried. I'm worried for both of you guys.
Me too.
Yeah.
Believe your thing. I'm worried about you mentally. Tommy, I'm legitimately worried about...
My little sucky?
Your little sucky?
I think it's...
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. Did it start happening after you brought that creepy animatronic horse home?
No.
That's good. I wouldn't want you to throw that out.
Me neither. I love that. Everyone loves it.
Its ear fell off yesterday.
Oh, no.
Oh, yay. It's hitting puberty.
Just limbs keep falling off.
That didn't happen to you guys.
You just have a little hole on the side of your head.
Oops.
You grow a new one.
Yeah. Wow. Just like teeth. Yeah.
You know, honestly, I'm scared too. I'm doing an investigation on the first.
All right. Well, really?
Yeah, of Queen Mary, but they're shutting it down.
Oh,
Queen Mary. Me and two other girls on the show, they're going to shut down the boat and we're going to come do an investigation. And I am spooked, dude.
Oh, yeah. Smosh Games did the Queen Mary thing a couple years ago and they're positively spooked. And Mari chipped her tooth.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm. Where?
Tooth, dude.
I think she chipped her tooth there in Queen Mary.
Oh, my God.
They're running around being dumb.
No.
I don't think I'm allowed to do that.
You should try it.
I'm going to have EVPs.
Ooh.
Beep, 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 beep.
Beep, boop, beep, boop.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I wish you the best of beeps and boops on the Queen Mary.
Thanks, Ian.
And all your future endeavors. I hope that creepy lady in your stairway goes away, Tommy.
Thank you.
Thank you guys so much. This has been an illuminating experience. And I hope you guys learn something or are spooked. Ooh.
Whoa.
Ooh. Have a spooktacular Halloween.
Sucky.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.